The 16th of July 2022. My name is Brian and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1547. Let's get to it with today's topic, a dog. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are: we have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Just like dogs are available in a wide range of sizes, shapes, colors, those animals come with a range of personalities too. Modern dog breeds display greater variability in size, appearance, and behavior than any other pet animal. While these animals are dramatically different from one another, each dog, from Chihuahuas to Great Danes, is a member of a single species, Canis familiaris. All dogs are descended from the species wolves, but not from the gray wolves, as many assume. Genetic evidence suggests that dogs are descended directly from the dog wolves, and the lineage of the now extinct wolves that produced dogs diverged from that which produced the current, living wolves somewhere between 27,000 and 40,000 years ago. One study suggests that wolves were domesticated 16,300 years ago in order to be used as domesticated cattle in China, while another reports that early dogs, dating to around 12,000 to 14,000 years ago, came from a small breed of gray wolves inhabiting India. While it is impossible to tell for sure how the wild species of wolf became the domesticated dog, most scientists think that the process happened gradually, as the wolves became more and more comfortable around humans. Dog domestication is a process that took thousands of years, likely involving populations of dogs appearing at different times in different parts of Eurasia, dogs and wild wolves continuing to breed among themselves, and earlier populations of dogs being replaced by more recent ones. Under Ada, the dog would have had to already been trained before being allowed into public places. If you take a banned breed of dog into the UK, the dog may be taken away from you by police or a local authority, and may be destroyed. You need to comply with additional rules if your pet dog is going to be sold or rehomed within the UK. These rules apply to all dogs, including puppies, service animals, and emotional support dogs. As stated above, service animals are subject to the same license and vaccination rules as apply to all dogs. The ADA does not limit what types of dogs may be used as service animals. Some provide benefits, such as reduced fees on a dog's license, to individuals who register their service animals. License tags are issued at no cost to service dogs who help residents who are vision impaired, deaf, or require assistance with mobility. Rabies vaccination dates must be current in order to purchase a dog license. You may buy or renew your dog license from a local veterinarian's office, an animal services shelter, or one of 311 service centers. Please note that dogs imported for business purposes will require extra requirements by USDA External Icon. While some programs do foster animal adoptions, fewer than a fifth of domesticated dogs are adopted from shelters. Due to overpopulation of dogs in certain countries, many animal control agencies, such as the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, recommend spaying dogs that are not intended to breed again, to prevent them having unwanted puppies who could be later euthanized. Domesticated dogs are mostly kept as pets, although many breeds are able to survive independently, either in the woods or on city streets. When nobody is home, a dog or cat should always be safely contained, to prevent unsupervised interactions. Unsupervised time together may happen once a cat and dog have been around each other under supervision for a considerable amount of time and you are certain that the two animals are not going to harm one another. Allow both animals to be in the same room at the same time, but keep the dogs on secure leashes. By allowing an unleashed cat and a free lead dog to encounter each other for the first time in a clear room, you are likely setting up the two animals for failure. Whether you are getting a new cat or new dog, that first introduction between your existing animal and the new one is an extremely important part of the process. Adopting a pet is a major commitment that will last the rest of the pet's life. Adopting a dog is a commitment that will continue to be made for years, and you need to be prepared and ready to accept this responsibility. If you are considering getting a cat to live with a dog, or a dog to live with a cat, it is important to think about the personalities of the two animals. If you do not have a dog, but want to adopt, get healthy, Get a Dog guides you in choosing the right companion to fit your lifestyle. Other people may require two
service animals to accomplish the same task, like someone who needs two dogs to help them stay stable while walking their two dogs. For example, Someone with visual impairments and seizure disorders might need to use one service animal to help with finding his, her way around, and another who is trained as a seizure alert dog. If a patient is not able to care for a service animal, a patient can arrange for a family member or a friend to come to the hospital to perform these services, since it is always preferred for a service animal and its handler to not be separated, or to have the animal stay during hospitalization. The hospital should provide an opportunity for the patient to make arrangements to care for the animal prior to taking these steps. She cannot let her service animal roam off from her, and she must remain in control of the dog, even when she is retrieving items at some distance away from him. This gives dogs the ability to recognize the human emotion sounds, making them social, friendly pets for humans. The benefits of bonding with a dog also include social support. Since dogs not only can offer companionship and social support on their own, they can act as a facilitator for social interactions among humans. Early studies showed that individuals who kept a dog or cat in their home showed improved mental and physical health than those who did not, made fewer visits to the doctor, and were less likely to take medications compared with those without an animal caretaker. This is all for today, guys. My name is Brian and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.